We're learning the next siman, which is entitled "Im Noshim Ukatanim Chayovim BeBirchas HaMazon," whether or not women and children are obligated to bench. When we hear this, you would imagine that it's pretty obvious, but we see that it's not the case. The Mechaber begins, "Noshim Chayovos BeBirchas HaMazon." Okay, women, just like men, apparently, there shouldn't be any difference. Why should there be a difference? It says, "The Noshim Chayovos BeBirchas HaMazon," that women have the obligation to bench. And after all, when it comes to mitzvos, we know that the exception is that if it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, if it's a positive mitzvah which is bound by time, then we say noshim paturos, that women do not have to do. However, the Mishnah Berurah clearly says that when it comes to benching, which can be done really at any time, that's a mitzvah saseh shalom azman grama. And therefore, it goes without saying that they're obligated. However, it's not so clear how far their obligation goes. Says the Mechaber, v'safek, I'm not sure. Im heim chayavos midiraisa umotzios es anashim, o im enu chayavos el midirabanan, then umotzios elamish ein chayuva el midirabanan. It's brought down in halacha that we do not know, according to at least the words of the Mechaber, whether or not the obligation of a woman to bench is midirabanan or midiraisa. And then, of course, depending on what that obligation would be, if, in fact, their obligation is only rabbinic, midrabanan, she would not be able to bench on my behalf. If I would ask her to bench for me, and I, of course, have a Torah obligation to bench, so then if, in fact, their obligation is only rabbinic, which is less than a Torah obligation, they would not be able to say the benching on my behalf. So why would anyone think that, after all, it's a mitzvah saseh sholos van grama, why would anyone say that their obligation is merely rabbinic? And on this, the Mishnah Berurah cites the dispute in the Gemara, in the third parak in Brachos, between Rashi and Tosfos. The Mishnah Berurah starts off quoting the words of Rashi, and he says, "Menechsev," the fact that the Pasuk says, "Al ha'aretz hatova." It says explicitly in our benching that we are acknowledging and thanking Hashem for the great land of Israel, which is given to me. And Benoshim ein lehem chelek be'aretz mitzad atzman. And women were not given a chelek, a portion in Eretz Yisrael, when it was divided up, and therefore for that reason alone, they should not be obligated. And he puts in parentheses, which is what Rashi also said, im lo bivas yireshes. Of course, if not the fact that she would inherit. And the example that he gives is b'no slavchad, that we learned about. That the daughters of slavchad, who did not have any brothers, there was only five daughters, and their father Salafchad died, and Salafchad, who had left Egypt, was entitled, if he would have lived, to have been able to inherit the land of Israel, or his sons. And his daughters ended up, of course, as we know, inheriting portions of Israel. And in fact, we were learning in the eighth parak in Baba Basra just a couple weeks ago that it's not just one portion, but multiple portions were given for various reasons, as the Mishnah there states. But the point is that the reason why they inherited it is not because of their own rights, but because of their Yerusha, the inheritance that they received from their father. And therefore, according to that interpretation, maybe, how could they actually say the words of benching, which says these words, Al Ha'aretz HaTova, and therefore their obligation is only midrabanan. So in this, the Mishnah Berurah asks the question, which actually Tosfos asks, and says, well, what do you mean? How about Kohanim? How about Leviim? Who in a million years would say a Kohen or a Levi would not be obligated to bench Midi'araisa simply by virtue of the fact that they were not entitled to a portion of the land of Canaan of Israel? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the Masha Enkin Kohanim Leviim, Afal Pi She'en Lehem Chelek Mikol Makom Yesh Lehem Arei Migrash, that even though it's true they were not given an actual huge chunk of the land, however, there were specific cities that were designated for the Kohen and for the Leviim, and therefore it's true that they also have some chelek in the land, as opposed to, as he says, as opposed to women. So that's one reason why one would maybe think it's the Rabbanan. V'yish Omrim, some say, Mishum Shlo Nitan Lehem Bris V'Torah, which is the explanation that Tosos provides, is that we recite also in our benching, we say Al Brischa, and then the next line is, right, so we mention Bris and Torah in benching, and these are things which there is no obligation for women to perform. And therefore, for that reason, Tosos feels that maybe the benching is only the Rabbanim. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Kigon shel ochel kedei sviya." That in the event she'en chiyuva el mid Rabbanim, let's say that the obligation of me eating is also rabbinic, not because of any pasuk, because of bris or Torah, or because of the land of Canaan, but perhaps, as we mentioned, v'achalta v'savata, the Torah obligation is not just to eat, but one has to be satiated and satisfied. And we discussed that when it comes to the eating of a kezias, that is only considered to be a rabbinic obligation to bench. Midaraisa, the only obligation to bench is only once you've reached the measurement of sevia, of being satisfied, as the pasuk says, v'achalta v'savata, and then only afterwards of v'irachta. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, that in the event that their obligation is rabbinic, onto its own, because maybe women always, their obligation is rabbinic, but let's say a man ate not kedei sviya, not enough to be satisfied, so in that situation, it's the question is whether or not it's they will be allowed to. After all, it's one rabbanon against another rabbanon, and the Shar HaTzion says it's not an issue whatsoever. He says the iachu pachlus mechdei sviya vadi yechola isha lohotzi. She certainly can have this other person in mind and fulfill that person's obligation. So on this, we don't find an actual answer whether or not the obligation for women to bench is derabanan or deraisa. And the only nafkamina that we discuss, the difference, is whether they can actually be motzi a man or not, in the event that the man also, of course, ate kedei sviya. So the Piskei Tshuva says, l'maisa, when it gets down to the bottom line, paskinan l'hachmer b'studia hasafik. Since we are unsure, we are going to be strict. We're going to say that women should not bench on behalf for men. Of course, even it's Durabanan, so they still have to bench for themselves. But we say, because we're not sure, it's possible that their obligation is merely Durabanan, therefore we will not take the chance, and we're not going to allow them to bench for a man. She'achu kedei sviya, of course, talking about if the man ate kedei sviya, to obligate himself midaraisa. If they didn't eat kedei sviya, only ate a kezias, the minimal Durabanan amount, then she could. And then he says, not only when it comes to benching, but also the another bracha. V'chein hadin gam le'inyan birchas me'ein shalosh. De'ika de'svir lehu shechiv anashim hu min ha'torah. There are actually those that are of the opinion that the bracha, not only birchas ha'masim, but also of alamilchia, that bracha, that paragraph is also midiraisa. Because one would maybe think that if you would look at that paragraph, it has, at least according to Tosfos, it shouldn't be an issue, because we don't mention anything about bris, we don't mention anything about Torah. But there is something which is mentioned in Al-Milchia. It does discuss Mikol Makom Maskirin Chelek Ba'aretz. We do mention the land. And therefore, for that reason, it's possible. Also, the fact that some hold that Al-Milchia is also in Midiraisa, which is not so clear, but because of that is a possibility, we're going to say that women should not be motzi, should not bench on behalf of a man. We're going to see tomorrow that when it comes to another possible nafkamina is in the event that you forgot or not sure, did I bench? And we generally hold suffix d'oraisa, so when you're unsure, when it's a Torah law, l'chumra, which means you would have to repeat, suffix d'rabanan, Lakula, which means you wouldn't have to repeat. So because we're unsure, that may be another difference we're going to talk more about tomorrow.